That's our guest, Mark O'Connor, performing Simple Gifts, an 1840s Shaker hymn. It's amazing. I believe that music contains divinity.
Yes, I was looking for ways to identify music with nature, with divinity, and I think music is human nature. I don't think that we can be separated from it. You know, some people claim they're tone deaf. I never believe that, not for a second. It's just circumstance, just environment. You take that person, that child, you know, put them around more music, and things would have been different.
I so agree with you, of course. It's something I've said before about the separation of our culture right now. A lot of it has to do with the lack of arts education, that we've lost our common ground. And what you are doing is bringing it together on so many levels. It's so fascinating to me because everything turns out ultimately to be about the same thing, about connecting one way or another.
I met President Obama recently, just briefly, and I was thinking of what will I say? I've got, you know, basically 10 seconds. Hmm. And I said, music in the schools. I'm an advocate for that. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, wouldn't that be wonderful? You know?
Yes.
Right? But I'm hoping that, you know, in all the incredible stuff he has to deal with, maybe he'll remember that. Music in schools. Mm-hmm. Because music is different than anything else. Because it brings people together.
Right.
It's a social form. And right now, especially with things like the iPhone and the internet, we're getting isolated further and further.
Yeah.
We need to commune. We need to be able to hang out with each other. And so those moments, I think, those opportunities to bring the instruments together, bring generations together, is really a big inspiration for the method.
Hmm. I'd like to ask you to play one more piece from the method, a blues piece that is something that you have composed, and I'm glad to hear something that you've created on our program today.
One of the first people that I associated with rock and roll and blues was Bo Diddley, and I got to play with him early on my television show called The American Music Shop back in 1990, and he was one of our guests, and I was the band leader and director. And so we were rehearsing in front of the cameras. The audience was not in their seats yet, but there's a lot of people around, and of course the whole band was on stage. We finished the first song, and he turned back at me, and he said, "Son, you play a fine violin." And I was playing, you know, blues licks, and, you know, here's this great architect of rock and roll, an African-American musician who made it all the way to the top. And he's, you know, he's relating to the blues licks that I'm playing, you know, this white kid.
From Seattle
on the fiddle playing his music, because I was very nervous. I was thinking, well, I don't want to, like, mess up his tunes. But we already had several guitar players on stage. He plays guitar. And so I thought, well, I could, you know, play a guitar, I guess, on his tunes. But I wanted to play with him. And then after we did his second tune rehearsal, he turned back to me again. He said, "Can I ask you something?" I said, "Yes, sir. What would it be?" He said, "Could I hold your violin?" And he came over to me and outstretched with his arms like he was going to receive a baby. I put the violin in his arms, and he started crying. Huh. It was one of those great moments for me that brought the whole world together of how important music is and how hard and how struggle-filled our history is with music, making it all better. He found a way to make his music heal the wounds that he must have suffered as a young violin student. Mm-hmm. Probably people telling him that he would never amount to anything because he's African-American violinist. In the 1920s, they didn't want to, you know, nobody wanted to see an African-American.
Yeah, it would have been impossible, practically impossible. Yeah.
And he showed it. He showed it to the world that he could invent something. He was creative, and he created rock and roll along with a few of his colleagues. And so that message for me is just amazing. And the violin was once again central to his realization that music could save his soul and put his name in the history books forever.
Well, please play this blues piece apropos of that. You've called it In the Cluster Blues.
Yes, a very little known fact, but I have I have cluster headaches. It's a really bad form of a migraine. And I think about the pain that I have to go through, you know, sometimes daily, sometimes multiple times a day. Then I'll be at a stretch for, I'll be fine for a few months. But I think about music and healing, and when I get rid of the pain, you know, it makes music even sweeter. So I think about that when I play the blues, and about overcoming great obstacles in your life, playing through the pain, and then getting to another place that's much better.
Here is In the Cluster Blues by our guest, Mark O'Connor.